Hello, dear listeners. This is Father Adriano Zandona from Canção Nova Community in Brazil again. I'm really excited today because we will continue our conversation about the Ten Commandments. And today we will talk about the Eighth Commandment. Thou shalt not steal. Well, we talked before about the difference in character of the first three commandments, which focus on our relationship with God, and the seven remaining commandments, which focus on our relationship with other people. Our old friend, St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the doctors of the church, shed some light on the apparently simple instruction of the seventh commandment. St. Thomas taught that the Lord specifically forbids us from harming other people in the commandments. The fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, tells us not to physically hurt other people. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, teaches us to honor the person who we are bound to in marriage. And now the seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal, tells us that our respect to others goes beyond their physical body, but also instructs us to respect their property. This commandment forbids us from wrongly taking any worldly goods at all from other person. We have to look at what it means to steal. One of the ways that theft is carried out, to secretly take something without the owner noticing. Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 43, tell us, if the good man of the house knew at what hour the thief would come, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. St. Thomas Aquinas taught us that the blame for this falls on the head of the thief. How often do we hear people give excuses like, if he had wanted his bike, he wouldn't have left it outside of his house? Well, they left this money out, so now it's mine. It's a bad excuse. It's a bad one. Taking something from someone else is wrong, and it is the thief who bears the blame. Not someone who leaves a gate unlocked or forgets to put their cell phone back in their pocket. A more dramatic form of stealing is when violence or threat is involved. The Bible has many teachings that show that God frowns on this. Whether if it is carried out by a lonely thug or even a wicked king, a government that strips the rightful yearnings from the people. The Lord wishes us to live in a just world, not a world ruled by violence and greed. St. Augustine takes this one step further. He warns us against those who take power through improper means. What are thrones but forms of thievery? Well, there is a remarkable modern teaching in this commandment and the writing of St. Thomas. If an employer does not pay employees their wages, or if a person doesn't pay someone for work that they've done, it is theft. Think of the many companies that refuse to pay their workers the benefits due, and they make an agreement to pay less when the employee is no longer needed. We always have to pay what we have agreed to, whether it is to a company, a worker, a service provider that we have contracted. Romans chapter 13, verse 7 tells us, render therefore to all men their dues, tribute, to whom tribute is due, custom, to whom custom. This even applies to our taxes. Yeah, we live in a nation, we are protected by the police, We drive on the roads, we send our children to school, eat food that we know, we presume is pure. A type of theft that seems to have grown out of control recently is misrepresenting what we are buying or selling. The Old Testament talks about being dishonest when dealing with scales and cheating people based on weight. That was the reality of the people of the time, of that time. Today, it is still sold on the internet with incredible promises of healthy weight loss or marketing plans that will double or triple the sales of your company. Promising something that you will not deliver is theft, according to St. Thomas and the other elders of the church. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 5 instructs us, "Don't do anything unfair in judgment, in rule, in weight, or in measure." Look at the foresight that this ancient teaching has. We can't. Listen, we can't charge for services and products that we don't provide. These days, some teachings of the Bible are controversial or simply ignored. The Psalms take issue with usury, which would be charging fees for money, either in exchange or interest. Psalm 15 verse 5 says, "Who shall dwell in thy tabernacle, or who shall rest in thy holy hill? He who hasn't put his money out to usury." Charging unfair fees or surcharges is theft, according to the ancient wisdom of the Bible. St. Thomas includes many types of financial scams in this, as well as those who misrepresent the quality or origin of the goods they sell. St. Thomas has particularly harsh words for those that defraud the poor. He says that it is the equivalent of murder. Beyond this, St. Thomas warns that asking for forgiveness for any of these forms of theft is not enough. The thief is obligated to pay restitution even if he finds spiritual forgiveness. This is referred to as temporal guilt. If there is lasting harm from a sin that a person commits, spiritual atonement does not relieve them of their earthly temporal obligations to make right what they have done. This even applies when the victim of the sin personally forgives the sinner. St. Thomas even considers amassing wealth beyond what a person can use to be a form of theft. Again, even if the sinner finds spiritual forgiveness or forgiveness from those that have been left with little or nothing to live with. The Old Testament book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 6, states, "Woe to him that heapeth together, which is not his own. How long doth he load himself with thick clay? Thick clay is like quicksand, which is very difficult to get out of." The Old Testament also teaches that donating ill-gotten gains has no spiritual value, again, likening it murder. Well, we see that the simple statements in the commandments are further illuminated throughout the Old and the New Testaments, and through the teachings of the church elders. Well, that is it for today. We'll continue our look at the Ten Commandments next week. Our amazing Lord, please give us a new heart, a heart like yours. Please make us capable of loving, of helping people, of giving ourselves, our own time, our own skills to others in order to make they grow. Please, Lord, set us free from evilness. we don't wanna stay attached to earthly things. Set us free. Give us a heart capable of loving you and loving others. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Father Adriano, and we will be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. Well, we, before the break, heard from Father Adriano Zandana talking to us these powerful words about stealing and the sin of stealing and all the different ways that it can happen. Of course, one of them is to not pay people's wages. There's a powerful thing that was going on in other countries. And of course, this is one of the reasons why it's so important to have someone from another country speak about the issues, because they're not just issues that you may find from wherever you're listening. They're international issues. And what was happening is these major corporations would come in. They'd be agricultural corporations, and they would use the government to force people off their own land using these little laws or something like that, and then take over the land, which is stealing. It's on a corporate level, but it's still stealing. Powerful things that went on, and these are things that the Lord says, don't do that. It doesn't matter how big you are. Don't do that. And there are stories of that, of people doing exactly that. We will be back on Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed second Sunday of Easter. See you Monday. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.